to Kentucky, they tell me. And I've never been to this place before. I'm kind of excited. I'm kind of nervous. I've got some vehicular anxiety as I head into this trip. And I'm just crossing my fingers that the old Jeep can make it. I have a green Jeep. I guess, you know what? It's an SUV.
No!
It's a little SUV. It's a Hunter Green Jeep. It's not fancy. It's a 2000 model. It's not brand new. It's got its faults, and they may unfold over the course of this trip. You'll find out because you're in the passenger seat with me as the Dusty Show heads for Kentucky. I call my Jeep Lauren, L-O-R-N-E, because it is Hunter Green. I call my Jeep Lord Green after Ben Cartwright on Bonanza. When I was a kid, we watched Bonanza every Sunday. Mom and Dad and my brothers huddled around the zenith watching Bonanza as my dad, like a king on his throne, would dole out peanut clusters to us at his whim. We didn't ask Dad for a peanut cluster. He ruled over the bag of Brock's peanut clusters. And when a cheerful mood would strike him, he'd say, "Hey, Clay, here you go. A peanut cluster."
Yum.
Well, I'd better mind the road for a little bit here. But we're on a trip together. It's going to be fun. So I hope you guys will stay with me for the next hour as we roll on to the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Going down that long, lonesome highway, bound for the mountains and the plains. Sure ain't nothing here gonna tie me, and I got some friends I'd like to see again. One of these days I'm gonna settle down, but till I do, I won't be hanging round. Going down that long, lonesome highway.
Interesting. I'm going by the Bong Recreation Area. It does sound like some place where you just pull over and do some bong hits before you went on your merry way. But that's not it at all. It's named for Richard Bong, who was a World War II flying ace.
Aww.
He went on to lead a very colorful life. After the service, he became an experimental test pilot. I guess he just had, you know, those planes in his system and maybe wasn't cut out to fly commercially for UPS or Branna for whoever might have been hiring at the time. That's how he ultimately met his demise. But if you're interested in that kind of thing, Google him up. Richard Bong.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo.
I'm freezing.
I just crossed the Kankakee River here in northern Indiana.
Aww.
Kind of a generic state, and I know that's wrong, because I'll guarantee you, if you lived in Indiana, you'd be able to explain to me about the diversity of it, about the interesting places and things. And you know, when you're just driving through on an interstate, it's not fair. It's not fair to judge a place. I'm from Iowa, so I can understand the Indiana thing.
Yeah.
And actually pretty interesting here. There's a farmer picking corn, actually three big harvesters off to my right picking corn. And here's a law officer that has a semi pulled over by the side of the road up here. So, you know, as soon as you say there's no excitement, boy, hey, ratchet up the thrills here in Indiana.
40 miles over speed limit. You boys gonna be here a spell.
Truck driver.
Across Indiana on a Thursday afternoon, 2:03 p.m. Central Standard Time, and there's not a lot to report.
Aww.
It's kind of a plain. That's why they call them the Great Plains. They're great, but they're plain. Oh boy, are people rocketing down this interstate. You know, I'm going 71, and it's like a joke. Some guy in an old Torino just went by. It must have been going nearly 90 miles per hour. Who made the Torino? It was a Ford, wasn't it? Kind of looked like a Riviera, I think, like a Buick Riviera. Kind of that fastback, but very large fastback car, Torino. Kind of miss those Torinos. Named after a city in Italy, I believe, aren't they? Or maybe that was Torino with an E, Torino. I remember there was a golfer named Lee Trevino. I wonder if Lee Trevino drove a Torino.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
There's a porta potty.
Oh, hi.
Out in the middle of nowhere. Isn't that, I guess, if a farmer's out there. And nature calls. The tractor's not fast. He's going to have to do something.
Yeah.
There will be hell to pay on this. It ain't Watergate anymore, where Dan Rather and Walter Crank and whoever else can define the news every day, and that be the end of it.
Yeah.
So if they're indicted, President may have to get rid of him, but it's not going to be easy.
Awful pretty on the autumn highway, leaves of yellow and red. Awful pretty on the byway, colors that are pleasing to the eyes in my head. And I'm driving down to Louisville to say no.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Dusty, it's Frankie C. from Toby Hanna, Pennsylvania. And my most memorable trip is the one I'm on right now. I'm driving up to Connecticut to buy a Mercedes-Benz. And I'm going to drive it back home, and I'm going to have a real nice Mercedes 6.9 to drive around. If I see you around Toby Hanna, I'll be glad to give you a ride. Take care now. Bye-bye.
The Dusty Show.
Just crossed the Kentucky state line, crossing over the Ohio River at Louisville. Beautiful.
Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me all the right. I got a sweet little thing I'm a dying to see in Nashville, and I'm down around Dallas and roll all south tonight. And I'm down around Dallas and roll all south tonight.
Every once in a while, as I'm driving along, like on the edge of an urban complex like Louisville, you look through the trees that line the interstate and catch a glimpse of an apartment complex or some houses and start to think about the lives back in there. I felt a loneliness as I drove by, like, wouldn't it be nice if I had just lived back in there for a while? And I was walking through the tree-shaded parking lot, smelling the earth and the cool air. Looking up at my second floor apartment with its little patio and seeing my loved one leaning over the railing precariously.
Whoa!
Falling down, waving at me, beckoning.
Honey. Honey. Hi. Come on up. Hurry. I've missed you.
Oh, and she's got overalls on.
We need to hire someone to work as a cashier during the daytime, and then we don't really have too many openings for waitresses on days, but Amy, one of the girls that works during the daytime, is pregnant and is going to have to take off. And
Dorothy's our waitress this morning. What a great job she does. Well, Cardi, you got to stop carving this turkey so thick. I mean, you're just killing me.
The turkey is a great turkey, and then, you know, you kind of pair that up with some pumpkin pie that is popular this time of the year, and with some nice cornbread dressing and turkey gravy, and you've got an excellent product. And I think we're cooking four turkeys right now as we speak back in the back for tonight.
What do you actually know about Daniel Boone? I was just thinking that. I said, all I know about him is he wore a coonskin cap and he, like,
shot a musket,
killed a bear or something.
Mm-hmm. He was
a friend of the Native American Indian. He was a so-called Indian lover. So there were no... Indian...
Look, the leaves are yellow.
Oh, wow.
There were no Indian wars or battles fought in Kentucky because this was considered happy hunting ground.
What Indians were here, do you know?
Chippewa Indians came from the north, from Ohio. The Blackfeet and, of course, the Cherokee Indian.
Hi. I don't know about you, but I'm freezing my ass off up here. Hi.
It's beautiful. We're climbing up a side of a... Is this a mountain?
Yeah, this would be considered a mountain in Kentucky.
What's the name of this?
Beautiful rock formation. This is Lakiji.
Lakiji?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Daniel Boone. Daniel Boone. All us hankering for elbow room. Left Kentucky to his kin, led out through the woods again. Oh, what a woodsman, Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone wasn't really well liked among the politicians of the East because
they wanted conquest.
They wanted conquest, and he was all about protecting the Native American. And he actually told them and informed them that they were under scrutiny to not trust the white man. And, you know that the white man wanted to eliminate... Yep. The white man wanted to eliminate the Indian, and once they conquered the Indian, they would have ownership of this country.
Here we go. We're going to go up, Billy.
Okay, let's go, baby. You want to get behind us, Mama?
Okay. We're going up a sheer cliff. I haven't told them I'm afraid of heights. Scare the out of me. How are you doing that?
Use a root to pull yourself up.
All right. I'm just trying to get my foothold.
Yeah.
You know I'm afraid of height. I am.
You tell us now. You'll be fine. You're doing really well.
I'll be fine. I just can't get in my next step.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Come down a bit. Go down a bit.
Do you want to get to the camera?
There you go. Yeah, put your foot on.
Yeah,
that
take
loop.
The camera.
Pass the camera up. And give me your dictaphone.
That's fine. I'm not worried about that. I'm good now.
Yes.
I just couldn't get that step.
Yeah, there's one hole in there.
Yeah. Not a good day to wear tight jeans. I'm afraid of heights. I didn't tell you guys that.
No, that's all right.
What a beautiful pussy you are. You are.
So now that I'd humiliated myself in front of the woman that I had hoped to impress, I went about alienating her young son as well.
And someone else says something like, grow a gun, so because it begins with the same letter and that comes up, that ends the word.
Can you play with your mommy and then I'll listen to what you do?
Okay.
Who's gonna start?
You.
Pig.
Grow.
Water.
I see how it works. You thinking of a W word now?
Water?
Water? No. Water.
Oh.
bicycle bill or two.
I'm on a critical mass bike ride through Moorhead, Kentucky. Hey, how you doing?
Good.
This is fun, huh?
This is fun. I like the very enthusiastic slogan yelling.
Taking back rides for bikes on the road.
Moorhead, Kentucky.
That's right.
Watch yourself. There's left turning line.
We got about 15 bikes going down Highway 60 in Moorhead, Kentucky, holding up traffic. It's pretty fun. Eat your broccoli.
Okay, I can't help eating.
How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your broccoli?
I will eat it.
It's good. So what's that outfit?
Power Ranger.
Power Ranger? Which one?
Red.
What does the red one do that the other ones don't do?
They all fight.
They all fight?
There are these other Power Rangers that are bad, but one of them changed to good because the other one got caught on steam, made him turn even badder. There were two blues and two reds. One dark red and one light red, and one dark blue and one light blue.
Oh, really?
Don't get your sleeve in your sauce, you're gonna ruin it. I don't want you to hurt your outfit. Pull your sleeve back so you don't get it in your spaghetti.
I can't.
There you go.
But it doesn't feel good.
I know, but...
I don't like this.
Just be careful. I know you don't want to get sauce on your super sleeve. Eating hell food here, and I had to sneak out and have Arby's and a Mountain Dew. I'm really ill, aren't I?
Yeah.
How do you get addicted to fast food?
I don't know.
It's nothing more than the chemistry of the product, the thing that you put in your body. Your body tells you that it wants more of whatever the heck you're giving it. If you ate dirt, your body would tell you it wants more.
Remember, when you chew gum, you will not feel hungry. In a few moments, when I have you open your eyes, you will be so proud of yourself. Because for a period of over 15 minutes, you have hardly moved a muscle in your body. A feat that would normally be impossible to do unless you were in this scientific state of relaxed, positive mental control.
Are you a vegetarian?
Primarily. Yeah, I mean, I do eat fish.
Put me back in the water. I am a magic fish. I am really a prince.
Beautiful here, isn't it?
It's gorgeous. Look at that one. It's got orange all up.
Where are we? Moorhead, Kentucky.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. For a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong.
sure some of you can relate to this particular feeling of the letdown of being on your way home from a vacation. Sort of hollow feeling, almost kind of a depression. The elation and the stimulation of your vacation is coming to an end, and that you're going to be back in the same old groove. All I want to do is turn around and follow her car, blink my lights, have her pull over to the side of the road and jump out in one of those movie moments where you run towards each other in slow motion.
It was the miracle of love. When the coach rumbled into the camp, Washington rushed out of his tent, and to his amazement, out from the coach stepped...
Martha! You've come all the way from Mount Vernon. Oh, my dear, my dear.
George, George, your letters drove me here. Come, my dear General. Let me fix you a cup of hot broth to warm your heart.
Martha, I don't need hot broth to warm my heart.
How are you today?
All right.
And where are we? What little town?
We're in Olympia, Kentucky.
How'd you say that?
Olympia.
Oh, man. How many people live here?
I wouldn't even know. I guess. Yes,
like
200, 300. No, fine.
Two or three. And you've lived here all your life?
Mm-hmm. Been here 50 years.
Yeah. So what do you do? What do people do for a living around here?
They go elsewhere to work.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Is it poor around here?
Mm, not really. It ain't too bad. I mean,
is there mining or?
No, it's all up in the mountains.
Do they raise tobacco in Kentucky?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Yeah, it's beautiful though, right? And is this in the Daniel Boone National Forest? Or?
Yeah, it's just a little piece on the road here where you get into the real pretty part.
So this show I do is broadcast in New Jersey and New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been out to East?
No. I don't know. I doubt if I ever make it that far.
You don't mind, though, do you? When you said I've stayed here my whole life, there was a part of your voice that sounded like you sometimes wish you hadn't stayed.
Well, now I'm ready to move on now because I've lost my parents, and that's always keeping me here anyway.
Where would you go if you could go somewhere?
Not far.
A bigger city?
Yeah, probably.
Just for more to do?
Mm-hmm. So my husband's retired now, so yeah, we probably would just travel home somewhere.
What did he do?
He worked for Corps of Engineers.
Politically around here, are people pretty conservative? Or
yeah.
Like George Bush is probably popular around here.
Not right in here, but he is on, you know, the bigger places.
Really?
Right,
is it Democratic around here more?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Right in this little place it is.
And has been for a long time?
It has been ever since a lot of the older ones has died off and stuff, so, you know, these younger ones don't really know, they don't care. Pretty well got about anything,
what's
you know?
This kind of soda here? That looks...
That's L.A.
How
that's the popular L8. That's the popular drink.
And what is it? I'm gonna look at it. All right. I see people with these T-shirts. It's called L8.
Mm-hmm.
It's a soft drink, huh?
Uh-huh. They make them in Winchester.
So it's kind of a local brand.
Oh yes.
Wow. I better buy one of these. Take it with me. L8.
Yeah, you'll never. After you get on the other side of. I think they make them. You can get them in Louisville.
And that's it.
That's it. There you go. Thank you.
It's sure beautiful around here.
Yeah, I like it here.
Well, what do you want to say to everyone in New York City from Olympia, Kentucky?
I might make it there one of these days. But they've had a rough time, I went to.
Oh, yeah. What do you see for the future of America? Are you hopeful or are you kind of down on it? Or?
Oh, well, I hope it changes.
What worries you most about the world?
Just the way it's, everybody's getting killed, I guess, you know.
The war?
Mm-hmm.
Are you in favor of the war? Or?
Well, yeah, I think we need it. I do. I think it's awful, but, you know, I think it's good. We got them taking care of us.
All right. Thank you, ma'am, and all the best to you.
You too.
All
you
right.
Have a good trip back home.
Thank you.
Nice day to be traveling on.
It's beautiful, isn't
it? It is. Oh, I love the trees this time of the year.
Tree, tree, tree. Tree. Tree, tree, tree.
I am in the town of Menifee, Kentucky. I just saw a dead dog by the side of the road.
As for the president's top advisor, Carl Rove, Ray suggests the cloud of suspicion may have been lifted.
It does seem to suggest, based upon what I heard yesterday, that absent extraordinary circumstances, it's unlikely that he would be charged.
Dirty sidewinding, no account claim jumping.
Just driving through Kentucky, listening to Connie Francis on the AM radio. You know, I'm reluctant to go home, and so I keep heading further and further into the bush.
Watch your leads in that undergrowth.
Further and further into the bush. Here in Kentucky, further and further, each little road I can find that winds through this Daniel Boone National Forest, I can't escape the lure of it. I'm in denial somewhat that I have to go home, and I certainly do. And I don't think it's the beauty of the surroundings as much as not wanting to let go of the feeling that I had the last couple of days. It was kind of a pseudo-romantic situation, and I... Well, who doesn't want that? Who doesn't love the feeling of rapture?
Who will wear the new fantasy fragrance? Every woman who has ever dreamed. That's why every woman in your territory must have an inch of the fantasy fragrance to experience. Then she won't dream of being without it. It's that beautiful, that alluring, that fantastic. Your dreams are just beginning. They can come true. Make them come true. Begin by ordering enough inches of the new fantasy fragrance now on your Campaign 21 purchase order. Every inch of the fantasy fragrance brings your dream closer to fantastic reality.
There's Camp Burnham Wood. I'm on Highway 89 South in Kentucky. I just left Clay City. I'm not sure exactly where I am. All I do know is that I'm in some pretty rugged country here, and there's not a lot of big town action anywhere nearby. It's very beautiful. Hello, Dusty Show. This is Clay Pigeon. I'm lost somewhere out there. Stay with me. Check 1 2, check 1 2. So how are you today?
Okay.
And you are?
Dana Eastep.
Hey, Dana. And your church is?
Grace Fellowship Church of God of Prophecy.
So what are you guys doing today?
Having a big yard sale.
How often do you do this?
Not very often.
And everyone from the church donates?
No, this is all my stuff.
How can this be one person's stuff?
This is all mine.
So you're clearing it all out?
Yes, yes.
Wow. Now, what town are we in?
Stanton, Kentucky.
Stanton, Kentucky. What's the nearest big city?
Lexington.
And how far is Lexington?
About 40 miles.
40 miles? Do you go into Lexington much?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Just to go to the city?
Just to go to the city, do some shopping.
Yeah. Do you like it here, though, in this town?
Yes, it's very quaint. Very quaint.
What do people do for a living around here, mostly?
Factory. A lot of people work in Lexington, and they live out here because
so
it's cheaper. Yeah.
Is it pretty cheap to live out here?
It's cheaper to live here than Winchester or Lexington.
Yeah.
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 You were freezing this morning when I got here. You were saying how
cold. It's very cold. Very cold.
Did you get frost this morning?
Yes. People were driving up this morning with frost on their windshield.
Who's this?
This is my daughter. Her name is Krista. And this
Hi, Krista.
Is all of her clothes that we're selling today, basically.
So
and I want to keep these.
What are you playing?
Badminton. Badminton.
Are you good at it? I'm interviewing your mom for a radio show.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh.
How old are you?
8.
And you go to school here?
Mm-hmm. Staten Elementary. Yeah. Staten Elementary.
Staten Elementary. What's your favorite subject in school?
Of all of them, I'll just list one. I'll just say recess.
No. Recess?
Math.
Are you good at math?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you guys doing today? You have the weekend off. What else are you going to do?
Well, we're going to go to church tomorrow, and we have a birthday party today at 4:46.
Whose birthday?
Caleb's lamp. It's going to be at the skate rink. Well, you didn't get invited.
Yeah, I did. No,
you didn't.
I did.
What's your name?
Kaylee.
How old are you, Kaylee?
6.
You're 6? Are you sisters?
No.
Uh-huh. So are you helping your mom out here with this thing today?
Not that much.
Not that much? How are you getting out of that?
She was selling hot chocolate this morning.
But now she's playing?
Yeah, well, now she's playing.
The kid's got to play.
That's right.
He wants to buy something.
He wants to buy something.
Oh, I almost bought that. Boy, you got it. It's a little too big for me.
I like big.
Yeah. And you do road construction?
Yes.
Are you from Stanton, Kentucky?
Yes.
Your whole life?
I moved from Wolf County to Powell County in 92.
You like the life here?
Yes.
Yeah, never leave?
No.
So exactly what do you do for your job, construction?
Yeah, we build new roads.
Do you?
We go through mountains.
Now, see, I was just on in the Daniel Boone National Forest through that tunnel. I guess it's called the...
Nada Tunnel.
Yeah. Do you do stuff like that?
We don't make tunnels. We just like to go through the mountain and level it. We take the rock and dirt, we just level it.
Oh, so you're blasting stuff up there.
Right. I almost bought that t-shirt over there. It said Powell County.
You got a pretty good team here, the Pirates?
In the past, we went to the state tournament, about 3 years ago?
Yeah.
3 years ago?
In football?
Basketball.
Basketball.
Not prevalent up here. We're basketball.
Yeah.
Now, Kentucky loves basketball.
That's right.
As a rule, but
Patrick Sparks that plays for UK, his dad was my basketball coach.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to watch the Georgetown game.
You know, I was at Walmart and I bought a Tennessee ball cap. I had to quit wearing it.
I kill you around here for that.
I ain't gonna hurt him, though.
The Eagles come into this game relatively healthy. Talk to trainer Rich Fletcher. The only injury to speak of, Dustin Current, reserve defensive back, severely dislocated his thumb last week, but he has been cleared to play today.
Second and 10 Moorhead from its 40-yard line, working at the left hash mark.
Everybody, it's Clay Pigeon on the Dusty Show, and if you could see me now, that's all I can say. I'm on a Kentucky scenic byway, which seems almost like a bicycle path through this immense, immense wood. That I'm in. The nearest little town I can even remember seeing a sign for was McKee, or Sand Hill.
Aww.
But this is one of those places, and here I see Drip Rock Holiness Church.
There are mountains
of trials and tribulations and misunderstandings. And sometimes these mountains just seem to grow and grow and grow and grow until you wring your hands in despondency and say, what will I do? Where can I go? What can deliver me from the mountains of problems that I'm facing this day?
I don't know.
The people who live back in here, what interesting lives they must lead.
On the 12th day of February in the year 1809, a baby boy came into the world in a small log cabin near Hodgeville, Kentucky. His proud father, Tom Lincoln, looked at his new son and said,
"Take that blanket off your head immediately."
Lots of mobile homes and junk all over the place.
In constant sorrow.
I'm just fine.
And your name is?
Dottie Watkins.
Dottie Watkins, of what town are we in? Come on in, that's fine. What town are we in here?
You're in Clay City, Kentucky.
Clay City, Kentucky?
Yes.
Oh, you got a phone call or something?
No, it's a police scanner.
Oh, okay. You like to follow the what's going on out there?
Sure do.
You ever hear any exciting news?
Oh, yeah.
What do you hear today so far this morning?
There's not been too much going on.
And later, at police headquarters, I've already recommended that you be made foreman at the belt factory in the prison. We need a man with your experience.
Oh, no!
How do you like life in Kentucky?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah? How long you been here?
About 35 years.
35 years. Not originally from?
No, out of Michigan.
Michigan? Well, you're a northerner down here.
Yeah.
Well, just look down the barrel of old Betsy here and tell me that.
Well, what do you want to say to New York City?
Stay healthy this winter, and good luck to everybody.
Thanks a lot. All right, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Dusty Show.
Howdy there, Clay. I was just calling about that old Kentucky story. I remember when I was stationed in Fort Knox, Kentucky, and and I got chased by a bull one time when I was spelunking with my buddy there. Just wanted to call and give you a good old Kentucky story. Later, y'all.
I'm at an alpaca ranch.
Yes.
Now, where are we? What city?
This is Berea, Kentucky.
Berea.
Mm-hmm.
B-E-R-E-A. B-E-R-E-A?
Yes.
And before I want to ask you about these amazing animals, I want to ask you, I've noticed as I'm driving around, why are a lot of the farm buildings painted black in Kentucky?
Well, from what I understand, because I'm not a native to Kentucky.
Where are you from?
California.
Oh, wow.
Napa Valley. Yes, we relocated here in February. And from what I understand, the black is so that the bugs are not attracted to them.
Really? Mm-hmm. Bugs don't like black?
Well, I think they're more attracted to the light colors. It's like...
they just see it easier.
Yeah, fly season comes and the house will have flies on it.
Does it make a difference?
It does.
But it must be hot in the summer in a black building.
Well, it is. But we run fans for the animals and they get swimming pools to lay in.
So you're having an open farm today?
Yes.
And what's the purpose?
To get information out to people in the area.
Now, you are a couple of Californians
yes.
who came out to Kentucky with your idea for an alpaca ranch. I have a feeling you're living your dream. You decided to take the plunge.
We did. My husband retired, and we both moved out here. And
were you in the wine business out there? Or?
No, I worked for a hospital.
I saw that movie Sideways. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Oh, isn't it good?
It is.
Operator! Would you chase this call and tell me where I am?
Now, tell me about alpacas.
Alpacas are native to Peru.
Okay. From the Andes?
From the Andes, yes.
They're high altitude animals.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. But they really adapt to their climate. And
they're really beautiful, aren't they?
They are beautiful animals. Their fibers compared to silk and cashmere.
Now, are they raised for their...
They're raised for...
Is it fur?
Fiber. Yes, they're raised for their fiber, and we also raise for breeding.
Now, and I'm not a vegetarian, but I'm looking at them. How do you not get attached to them? They're so cute.
This is so cute.
You do get attached
to them.
Do you? Yeah.
Is it hard on you?
Well, yes and no.
How many do you have here? Quite a few.
I have 21. And actually, two of them are being bred up in Ohio right now.
Okay. So. Are they pretty expensive?
Yes.
How much is an alpaca?
Fiber animals start at $500, and the highest one ever sold last year was $578,000.
So there's like breeding stock that's
yes.
really...
Yeah.
And how many alpaca... Are you called ranchers? Is that what you are, alpaca...
They're
breeders,
farmers, or? Breeders, yeah.
How many are there in the United States? Is it growing?
It is growing. There's only 60,000 alpacas in the United States. Yeah.
Now, is that what I'm seeing? Because, you know, you can drive... I know I've seen in Wisconsin where I live. Are they always alpacas or are they llamas? Or?
You'll find llama farms, yeah.
And the difference is?
Size, fiber. Their llama's fiber is not as soft and luxurious as an alpaca's fiber.
Obviously, they're related.
Yes, they're all from the camel family.
Can they interbreed?
They have. Not that I would do it, but yes, they have.
What do you call it?
I don't know.
An llama. El Palma.
El Palma, yes.
So...
Size is another thing. Llamas can get up to 450 pounds. They can pack. They're a much larger animal. The females, generally, if they're not overweight, are about 120 pounds, and males get to be about 200 pounds.
They look like they could jump.
They can rear up, but they cannot jump, not like a deer.
Can they be mean?
Well, I'm sure. They all have different personalities.
I mean, well, can you pet them?
Yeah. We make friends with ours. We don't.
These are younger
them.
Over here. They're smaller, right?
They're males. They're all yearlings.
Oh, you have a chicken out there, too.
I have 64 chickens on the farm.
That's a nice-looking bird there.
Yes, my chickens are fat.
I'm big and I'm fat, as you very well know. And because of my size, my voice is very low.
Yeah. What kind of chicken is that?
They call it a buff.
The llama's chasing. Is a llama?
Yeah.
The alpaca's chasing him.
These three alpacas are visiting from another farm, so they're not used to being around the chickens.
Well, I'm going to show you how absolutely trouble-free these little animals are. Back here.
Is this a local woman here?
Yes, this is a local woman.
Hi. Can I get my chicken? Can I take pictures?
Sure, help yourself. Just slipped up on the gate.
Ma'am, can I ask you a quick question?
Okay.
What do you think of these crazy Californians who came here with their alpaca ranch?
I think they're great.
Do you?
I do.
It's great, isn't it?
What's that for?
For WFMU in Jersey City, New Jersey.
You're kidding.
No.
It's beautiful. I'm so glad that somebody bought this property who won't develop it. So I was so happy. My husband surveyed this property, and we were both so nervous about who was going to buy it because we thought it would be subdivided.
Nice.
And they are so nice, and they're not even charging us to come here and see the alpacas. So I think it's 100% fabulous.
How many are you going to get today?
None, as I live in a little house on a little lot, but I'll consider it.
It's a dream, huh?
It's a dream, yeah.
Dreams, desires, fantasies. They're part of every woman's life.
Do they make any sound?
They can make a warning sound, and when they get mad at each other, it's a gurgly, screamy sound, you know. But they...
Can you imitate it?
No.
You can, but you're not going to.
No, I can't imitate that one. I can do a chicken, but I can't do...
Now tell me, what are they related to? Are they goats? Like mountain goats? I mean, the
no,
same
they're related
family
from
or?
Camels. It's camels, llama,
you told
alpaca.
Me that, and I just blew right by that, didn't I? Because now I remember. Well, anyway, I've asked you enough questions. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have you ever been to New York and New Jersey?
I love New York. We've been to New York a few times.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing? What do you think of? What do you like to do when you go there?
Eat.
You will eliminate eating starchy food such as potatoes, bread, and spaghetti. You will not drink any fattening alcoholic beverages or carbonated drinks.
Do they, are they breeding here? Have you had little baby alpacas
yet?
Oh
yeah, there's two right there.
That must be exciting.
Oh, it is.
Can you handle that, or does a veterinarian come?
No, we
you birth them?
Mm-hmm, we birth them. We
the glove and...
Oh, yeah.
Right up in there.
If their leg's stuck, you just
how'd
get
you
it
learn how to? Did you learn how to do that from cattle?
Took classes.
Lamas? Like...
Yeah, Lamas. Breathe.
Breathe.
We're doing that while they're having them. I like it better when you come down and the baby's already on the ground than having to actually sit and watch them go through it because it's like, oh, my God.
How long is their gestation period?
Almost 12 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Slate Ridge alpacas.
Don't forget.
Don't forget.
I hope you listen. Look at how beautiful.
Isn't it gorgeous?
You know, that's the frustrating thing about radio because there's no way to describe that mountain, is there?
No. It looks like...
And it's probably a hill. It's not really a mountain, is it?
No,
the hills of Kentucky.
Yes. My mom laughed at me when I told her mountains, and she says, those are knobs.
Oh, hi.
Because that's called Pilot Knob, actually. Daniel Boone used to stand up there to navigate his way around the valley.
On Pilot Knob, Daniel Boone stood up right on that mountain.
Right on that mountain.
Isn't that something?
Daniel Boone, all us hankering for elbow room.
All right. Hey, man, what's your name?
Bobby Land.
Bobby? I rescued you today.
Yeah, you did.
You ran out of gas, didn't you?
Yes.
And we had to go get him, and then you couldn't find a gas thing, so we had to buy some windshield wiper fluid and empty it out, put gas in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we all ran out of gas. You know, as I was driving through your town, where are we, Richmond, Kentucky?
Yes, Richmond.
I saw this ominous-looking place off on the right surrounded by chain-link fence, and I saw it was a U.S. Army facility. What's going on over here?
This is a Bluegrass Army depot. They store chemical gases and stuff, and they're trying to build an incinerator to burn it all up right now.
Trying to build it? What do you mean?
They're trying to pass a law to build the incinerator. They're not letting them build it right now.
Are people from here against that?
Some are and some aren't.
Are they afraid it'll poison them? Or?
Yeah, if one of the canisters leaks, it could kill a lot of people.
So where is it now out there? Is it buried? Or?
Yeah, it's actually all over the farm through there.
So is stuff tightened up around here since 9/11, security and stuff? Can you tell the difference?
Yes.
What can you see?
Just more security guards, and you always see people coming back and forth between the depot and cops and stuff.
Is there any nuclear stuff out there?
Oh, yes.
There is, huh? Yes. Nuclear waste?
Yes.
Do you ever see them trucking it in?
No, I've never seen them, but that's what people I've always heard.
Does it scare you at all having that out there?
I've lived here my whole life. It don't really bother me. I live right on the base over here.
You do?
Yeah.
So you're pretty close to it.
Yeah, actually the White House is right there. Right on the other side.
Oh, your house is?
Yeah.
Are you from a military family?
My uncle was. Not really.
How do you feel about the Iraq war?
I don't care much for it. No, it needs to stop.
Are you a supporter of President Bush?
In some ways I am, and in some ways I'm not.
Would you vote for him now?
Yes.
You would? You did vote for him? Well, you might not be old enough. How old are you?
21.
21? Well, I hope nothing blows up over here, man.
Yeah, me too.
And I hope your truck starts.
All right.
So good luck to you, and thanks a lot, man.
All right, man.
Good luck.
I appreciate it.
Take care. Milwaukee now, almost home, and it occurs to me that could have been, in my life, this trip, my last hurrah.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, it's Clay Pigeon, 11:13 p.m. I'm back in my driveway, and I am, for what it's worth, home 15 hours after leaving Moorhead, Kentucky. Thanks for taking the trip with me. Now it's time to unpack. Everybody, it's Clay Pigeon, and that's it for tonight's Dusty Show. Thanks for taking the ride with me to Kentucky. What a beautiful place, Moorhead, Kentucky, in the Daniel Boone National Forest. If you've never been there, I encourage you to go. I know you'll enjoy yourself. My emailers, Bardo in Maryland, Dina at Rutgers University, Frankie C. in Pennsylvania, CJ in New Jersey, James in the UK, and Steve in Dunwoody, Georgia. Thank you so much for getting in touch. You can always email me, dusty@wfmu.org, and call my answering machine anytime 24 hours a day to leave messages that I can play on the program, 201-521-1375. That's 201-521-1375. This week's question of the week: what is your favorite color and why? That's it for tonight's show. Mike is next. Until next Monday night at 7 o'clock, take care, everyone, and always remember...